Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is Boris Johnson's return as Prime Minister now inevitable? Now, I know this seems a little far-fetched, so you're going to have to hear me out, but any fan of Terminator 2 will know that the T-1000 is the bad guy of the film, or well, the bad android. When you think he was dead, definitely dead this time, he managed to come back and do some more terrible things. Which brings me to Boris Johnson, the deposed Conservative Prime Minister. Now, there are two political stories which are worth looking at this week. Now, the first, the Tories got absolutely butchered in the Chester by-election. They got their worst result there since 1832. That's when the Earl Grey was Prime Minister of the country, and only one in five of the male population even had the right to vote. Now, secondly, Boris Johnson has announced that he's standing again. That's in, of course, Uxbridge and South Ruislip. Now, this seems pretty surprising on the face of it, because if you look at the Tories' current polling, well, they're going to lose that seat. They're going to lose a lot of seats. I mean, a huge number of seats. But one of them is that seat, which is a demographically become very favourable to the Labour Party in any case, as have lots of places in Greater London, which is where that is. Now, you might look at that and think, well, why is he standing again to get humiliated, having been kicked out as Prime Minister, then been kicked out of Parliament by his own electorate? Clearly, he thinks he's got a chance of coming back. There's no other reason, unless you think maybe Johnson fancies himself as a loyal backbencher doing diligent scrutiny of government plans from the backbenches, whilst of course focusing on his real passion, his weekly surgery for his constituents, helping them out with their everyday problems. Now, I don't expect my viewers or listeners to be quite that gullible. The facts are, Rishi Sunak is buggered. He's not going to win an election. I mean, a new Prime Minister is supposed to have a honeymoon. We've forgotten the concept of a honeymoon for a new Prime Minister because of Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak, but that's normally what happens. And then it goes downhill from there. So this is Rishi Sunak's honeymoon. And the Tories got annihilated in Chester, getting their worst result there. It must be emphasised, for nearly two centuries, broadly proving that the polls, which are calamitous, the Tories, are broadly right. Now, you might think, well, come on, something might come up. And that's plausible, maybe. I mean, look, the rule of politics in the last few years is things which seem unlikely can become the reality. Now, if the economic situation becomes more benign than predicted, the cost of living crisis abates, maybe growth returns, the government will go, well, look, we're vindicated. We managed to coast through this crisis, prove our naysayers wrong, don't risk it with Labour. Hope the fact there isn't a groundswell of enthusiasm for Keir Starmer, that Labour's fortunes are almost entirely dependent on the Tories' self-immolation, that they can claw the way back. Now, personally, I think the electorate's made its mind up. Back in 1997, the economy was actually growing. I mean, the Tory slogan was, Britain is booming, don't let Labour ruin it. Living standards were growing. It was a mirage. It was all based on this financial bubble, which went pop with pretty catastrophic consequences, which we're still living through. But the Tories at the time were ahead, according to the polling, on the economy. But the people had made their minds up, so they delivered a landslide for the Labour Party. Now, you could go back to World War II. Winston Churchill, wartime hero, but he got defeated in 1945, a landslide to the Labour Party. Winston Churchill never won the popular vote in this country, funny enough. Now, of course, Churchill being the man that Johnson models himself on. Now, you know, let's be clear about Johnson. The guy is a charlatan. He's a con man. He lies as easily as he breathes. We saw that, of course, through Partygate, where people couldn't hold the hands of their dying relatives whilst his crew were getting so pissed in number 10 that they were vomiting down the walls and breaking children's swings in the garden and singing karaoke. Lovely stuff. He obviously pushed through a disastrous form of Brexit, the hardest possible form of Brexit, which is causing terrible economic and social damage, which has been partly, I suppose, in a sense, disguised, or people can't just attribute it to that because of the other crises going on, the aftermath of the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Obviously, his disastrous overseeing of the pandemic, the avoidable loss of tens of thousands of deaths. We've got, you know, approaching 200,000 people died of COVID in this country because of his failure to lock down until it was too late, relax restrictions too early, disastrous test and trace system, discharging elderly patients from hospitals without being tested, seeding in care homes. We could go on. So many disastrous decisions. Now, obviously, in my mind, Johnson is less credible as a candidate for Prime Minister than, I don't know, Freddy Krueger, Salmonella. But I actually think the Tories did make a mistake by removing him. On their own terms, that is. I should be very clear. I'm perfectly happy with the...
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Cataclysmic rout that the Tories now face. Here's what Boris Johnson said in his extremely humble resignation address.
And in the last few days, I've tried to persuade my colleagues that it would be eccentric to change governments when we're delivering so much and when we have such a vast mandate and when we're actually only a handful of points behind in the polls, even in mid-term after quite a few months of pretty relentless sledging and winning.
Well, you see, he did have a point there. The Tories were only a few points behind Labour at the time. And in normal times, normal political times, you do expect that midterm. If a government, you know, is only a few points behind, they still have a very good chance of winning the next election. They have to be really behind for the opposition to think they have it in the bag. I mean, you could look at that under, you know, the 87 to 92 Parliament, Labour had whopping leads, and yet the Tories managed to win the 1992 election. So the boy's got a point. The lying so-and-so is, in that particular regard, he did have a point. Now, by getting rid of him, the Tories made Liz Truss inevitable because the Tory membership, to be polite about them, are completely unhinged. And the view of lots of Tory MPs and Tory members was that the problem with Boris Johnson wasn't the fact that he was a lying shit, but that he, they thought he's too left-wing. They thought he's too left-wing on the economy because he did actually believe in state intervention in ways that shored up the Tory coalition, not for what I regard as good progressive ends. Under him, though, Rishi Sunak was Chancellor, corporation tax going up, national insurance and so on. So he saw him as too left-wing, basically. So the whole Liz Truss thing was a kind of emotional spasm, an ideological spasm to try and correct what they saw as the left-wingery of Boris Johnson. So they chose Liz Truss because of who the membership were. And obviously then, as a consequence, you had a government which inflicted terrible economic damage on the country and social damage, people's mortgages going up as a consequence during a cost of living crisis. Well, you know, I mean, Boris Johnson didn't do that kind of mini budget, and he wouldn't have done, actually. So by getting rid of him, that made that inevitable, and that's really what did the Tories over. Well, I mean, they set themselves on fire, but that, more than Partygate, had catastrophic consequences. So even then you get Truss going, and then the response to that from Sunak and Hunt is austerity, which again will have terrible consequences for huge numbers of people. So I think Johnson would have resisted that, and Sunak's allies actually briefed against him during the second leadership election that he wouldn't have backed austerity. So, you know, yeah, sure, Partygate may have been relitigated because of the Standards Committee probe. Maybe the electorate would have got bored of it. Now, I'm not actually saying Johnson would have won an election, but I don't think the Tories would be as behind, because we wouldn't have had the epic Liz Truss cluster F-U-C-K. If it goes to an election to the Sunak, I think Johnson will lose his seat unless the Tories recover substantially. Now, you might think, oh, they can't get rid of another Prime Minister. We've had two this year as it is. Yeah, but I suppose the argument would be, well, we're just going back to the guy who was Prime Minister and won the election for us last time. So actually, we're just restoring the original mandate. He may well be able to reconnect with some of the voters who have gone off the Tories, maybe more than Sunak has. I don't think he'd win. Again, I think it's important to emphasise, I think there's a good argument that whoever the Tory leader is, it's over. The electorate have just decided they want the Tories out. But Johnson's clearly hoping his time will come again, that he can go, well, you've exhausted all your options. Sunak was supposed to be a credible alternative. Look how that's panned out. It hasn't worked. The guy's a megalomaniac. The Tories may get desperate. And you can imagine some polling coming along showing that actually the Tories will do better under Johnson. So I wouldn't rule it out. I think there's a significant chance, because there's two more years of this. Two more years. That's a long time. I think there's a chance the Tory polling will just keep being so catastrophic, and the only roll of the dice they've got is Boris Johnson. And that's why there's a significant chance he's going to come back. Please like, subscribe. And also, if you want to keep this channel going, because we're not bankrolled by, like the Tories, multimillionaires and billionaires, support us on patreon.com/AndrewJones84. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.